Boat is the first foreigner to fly a NASA mission. The pilot, however, is no newcomer to space. Commander John Young has had five previous space missions, including the first shuttle flight. You can hear live coverage of the launch of the Columbia here on KFWB starting just before 8 o'clock Monday morning, and we also will have a lot of coverage of the entire nine-day Columbia mission. That flight is considered special for ham radio operators, because one of those aboard is one of their own, and he's taking a transmitter. KFWB's Orange County Bureau Chief Barbara Regal says one of the stations trying to make contact is in Juvenile Hall.
The call letters are WB6NUD. The operators are juvenile offenders who belong to a youth guidance program as part of their rehabilitation. Club members have even made commemorative T-shirts. They were hoping at least one astronaut would wear one into space when the Columbia flies. Aboard the shuttle, Dr. Owen Garriott will use a handheld radio operating from the aft flight deck. He will transmit continuously for 1 minute and then receive for 1 minute during a two-hour period each day on his off-duty time. On each transmission, Garriott will identify the geographical area that he will be scanning for listening, and if he has time, he'll give a few seconds of information about what the crew is doing or what the Earth looks like from upstairs. Although only licensed ham operators will be allowed to transmit, anyone with a receiver can listen in on 145.55 megahertz. From Orange County, Barbara Regal, KFWB News 98.
KFWB News Time, 10:53.